This is Bedard on Discipleship with Stephen Bedard.
Hello, Stephen Bedard here. And the question I want to ask, should churches observe Remembrance Day, a.k.a. Veterans Day, a.k.a. Armistice Day? The day on November 11th when many people around the world remember the armistice that ended World War I, but that day, of course, has gone on to be a time for people to think about those who have served and those who have died and those who have been wounded in other conflicts, including the Second World War, but even unto more recent conflicts. And when I asked that question, should churches observe this day? Should they recognize on a Sunday, during a Sunday morning service, should they recognize what members of the military have done and the sacrifices that have taken place? And I know as soon as I bring that up, there's going to be a lot of people who will say, well, why are you even asking that question? The answer is obvious. Now, the problem is that within that group that would say the answer is obvious, they would have two different reactions. And so there's going to be some people who are going to say, of course we recognize Remembrance Day or whatever that day is called in your country, because it's important. There are military members who have served, people from our congregations who have served, some who did not return. We need to support these veterans. We need to pray for our military. We need to be thankful for the sacrifice that's been paid for our freedom. So, of course, we should be recognizing this day. But then there's going to be another group who are going to say, well, the answer is obvious. We should not do this. There should not be any recognition here because war and combat and all of those things are completely anti-Christian concepts. We're not going to have a special day in which we celebrate other sins. So why would we be doing that in church? That just is not right. The gospel is nonviolent, and therefore for us to lift up those who have served in an occupation of violence would seem to be very strange. So what should churches do? So I'm always hesitant to say, should churches do this or shouldn't churches do that? Because it comes across as having this binary that either you have to do it or you shouldn't do it. And if you are picking the wrong side, then you are in the wrong and you're doing something that is bad. And so I don't want to say that. So there are different churches that respond in different ways. So I grew up in a church where Remembrance Day was very important. We would have members here in Canada of the Legion. These are people who are often ex-military members, veterans, whether they were in a specific conflict or not. They would come in and they would wear their poppy. So obviously I'm already giving you a hint of where I might stand with this poppy. But they would come in and we would have the national anthem. We'd have the 2 minutes of silence and so on. And that was an important part of church life growing up. However, I will say in the first church that I served as a pastor, as a paid pastor, I was a youth pastor, and I never even noticed that we weren't recognizing Remembrance Day. So there was no statement saying, we are against this. It was just kind of ignored. It just never happened, and didn't think anything of it. And then I clued in through some other circumstances within the church that our senior pastor was a pacifist, and really believed that things like this glorified war and had no place within the church. So there's some strong feelings here. And so I would be very hesitant to say a Mennonite pastor, you need to start having Remembrance Day services. You need to start having the national anthem and having military members come in and speak and share. I would not do that. That would not seem to fit with that tradition. And so I don't see why we would encourage someone in that tradition to do that. But is it wrong for churches who don't necessarily have an official commitment to nonviolence? Now, I say official because we should be leaning towards nonviolence. None of us should be pro-violent. We don't want to see war happen. It would be great if there were no one who had to be trained for combat or anything else like that. But the fact is that we live in a world in which that does happen. There are wars, there is conflict, there are terrorist attacks, and there is a military which responds in some way. Is there a way to do this without glorifying war? Well, I think that you can do that. In fact, I've already shared, I have a poppy on, so you know where I probably stand on this, but I also am a chaplain in the Army Reserves, and so I am a member of the Canadian Armed Forces. I definitely do not speak for the Canadian Armed Forces, but I am a member of the Canadian Armed Forces. So I do have a certain perspective here. But from my experience talking to people who have served, specifically have served recently in Afghanistan and have been in combat situations, I don't find them glorifying war by any means. I really don't see that happening. Oftentimes, the glorifying of war happens by civilians on the sidelines who think, oh, isn't this great? We're going to send our troops in and they're going to kick butt and wipe out the enemy and it's going to be wonderful and yay, yay. I don't necessarily see that within the military. Maybe other people have had different experience, but I've not really seen that. So it's not about glorifying war, but whether we are in favor of something called just war or not, these things happen. And there are military members who are serving and who are sacrificing something, whether or not they sacrifice their lives. There is a cost to doing what they are doing. And so I think it is quite reasonable to have something about this, to recognize that that people do this. And there is something that we can look at within the service of military members, their willingness to put their lives on the line for the sake of others. There's something Christian in that. Now you might say, well, yeah, that shouldn't be taken to the point of using force against an enemy group or individual, but there is something there that is Christ-like, the idea of willing to put service for others before ourselves. And so that is something that is worth recognizing. I do suggest that churches reflect upon where they're at. So instead of just diving in and saying, well, Remembrance Day is a beloved tradition, so let's just embrace it fully, to think about it for a little bit. What really are we saying? What is it that we are lifting up? Are we lifting up the wonderful victories of the past and the fact that we were able to defeat an enemy, or are we remembering something else? Because remember, no pun intended, but remember, November 11th is picked, and that was the day of the armistice, of the end of the hostilities. And so that's really what we're lifting up. We don't have a day where we celebrate the beginning of a war, because that is not something that we lift up as a positive thing. It's the ending of a war that is the positive thing. So I think that there is a way for churches to do this in a healthy way. And I would also encourage peace churches, so Anabaptists, Mennonite churches, who are not comfortable having poppies or singing a national anthem or doing anything like that, to even take some time to think about those who are serving in the military and those who have come back from wars, and what have they brought back with them in terms of injuries, whether that's a physical injury or a moral injury. How can churches support and pray for such people? Those are things that are worth talking about, because you are probably passing by people in your grocery store who have served, who have been affected by combat, and you would have no idea. They're not necessarily in uniform, so you don't know what has gone on. How can we as Christians support and encourage and help such people? So I would encourage people to do that as well. So should churches recognize and observe Remembrance Day? Well, I would say that it is a good thing for those churches whose theology is consistent with that to continue to do that, but to do it in a thoughtful way, not through the lens of blind patriotism, but acknowledging the complexity and the horror of war. And it is okay for churches who are not theologically consistent with that to not do that. It's okay for them to pass by on that, but I think that all of us should be considering how we can support and love people in our military.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Please visit me at my website, stephenjbedard.com, and consider supporting me through Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/hopesreason. Even $2 a month would make a huge difference. Thank you, and God bless.